This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are back. Final segment before Paul Joseph Watson, 20-plus year info warrior, original OG, takes over. Let's talk to Chris in Atlanta. Chris, you're on the air. What's your take on what's happening?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. There's two things that I wanted to mention to you. The first, I wanted to mention an Indeed ad. In case you don't know, it's a job listing website. Anyway, there's an ad out there looking for role players in D.C., and it's pretty interesting, actually. It says that it's a company called CA&M Incorporated, and basically they're looking for role players to enact training events such as health disaster training, law enforcement training, et cetera. But the requirements, it's pretty interesting. Also, at the very end, it says they want role players with secret security clearance, retired DOD, Department of State. And I sent this link to your news tips as well, the news tips link.
Well, thanks for calling about that. But CNN and the Democrat lawyers say role players don't exist, even though they hired people for Charlottesville and hired people for January 6th. And if you talk about it, you get sued. So I just want to say the State Department's wrong. Russia couldn't stage a false flag. False flags don't exist. Gulf of Tonkin wasn't staged, even though they admit it was. Northwoods wasn't a real plan, even though they admit it's real. Jesse Smollett was really attacked. Bubba Wallace did have nooses. There were WMDs in Iraq. There were babies in incubators in 1990. And I don't want to get sued, so I don't care if there's ads for crisis actors in D.C. It doesn't exist. You understand? The Democrats said, so say with me, do not question official stories. Just say it with me, Chris.
Okay, gotcha. Let's say it. Do not question the official stories.
No, but very interesting, Chris, that you've engaged in a hateful white supremacist thing to talk about how, let's be serious, I went to UN events like 15 years ago where they would have people on bullhorns with Hollywood directors and buses pulling up of actors being paid $100 a day back then, like $200 a day now, to literally go, we want to ban meat, we want to ban meat, and they would hand them the signs. So, yes, so much of this is staged, and they don't want us questioning that. That's why they're so pissed. So great job pointing this out. Tell us what you discovered in this job posting for crisis actors in D.C. with security clearances. Because obviously the agency doesn't do it. A manager group hires their own people, so there's plausible deniability. Then they have their group go out and, you know, post their, you know, little right-wing rage.
Well, I found that it was posted by a company called CA&M Incorporated, and I looked it up. It's a small company based out of Maryland. It says it's a stock company. So I looked that up, and then in the description, it says that candidates should be comfortable on schedule, you know, being scheduled on short notice for ACONUS events, which ACONUS stands for Outside the Continental U.S. But they also call for people to realistically, accurately, and convincingly portray your role. Be able to take directions and, talk to the media.
Sure, but let me just, I know you know this, obviously, someone a smart person. This is how agencies create a corporation as a cutout, so they have deniability about whatever it is, and then they're like, oh, you got to have top secret security clearances to be part of this. Their own people are ordered to show up and enroll in this. It's a very thin veil.
Yeah, I just thought it's interesting. It was posted 5 days ago, you know, so if something happens, you know. Might be.
Oh, I mean, wait a minute. CNN said crisis actors don't exist. So why are you engaging in hateful behavior, sir?
My mistake. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll get a story about this. You know, they really mad at us to talk about their staged events. So I'm sure whatever they're planning with people with security clearances and top-level security clearances is totally normal. Don't you think so, Chris?
It's definitely normal. The second thing I wanted to mention to you as well, I have an idea to get around big tech censorship. I was really involved in Ron Paul's 2008 campaign as far as like just DIY getting the word out. And I think it might be, you know, effective to take a DIY approach, like hang banners, you know, made of sheep.
Hold on. Paul Watson's taking over, but I want to hear what you have to say. So Chris and Mike are the last callers. I promise you guys don't forget because you always do. The crew does a great job, but they forget about this. I'm going to call you back at the start of the show to Chris tomorrow. You come on like 11:30?
Sounds good to me.
Call Chris at 11:30. He's our guest and Mike. Mike and Chris, 11:30 tomorrow. Paul Joseph Watson takes over from Summit.News in 60.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out, and it's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the Summit News Hour on this Thursday edition. Got a ton, an avalanche of news to cover as per usual related to what is being signaled as the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh no, don't say that. Some people are desperate to cling on to their grift, which they've desperately clung on to for the past 24 months. But it appears as though, at least in Europe, Fauci is obviously remiss to accept that it's happening, but it does appear to be coming to an end. And every week I come on here and say, there's a bombshell news story that nobody's covering. It's not got anywhere near the level of coverage it deserves in the legacy media, and for good reason, and yet, again, we have another story in that context today. Headline, Doctor Who discovered Omicron variant says she was pressured to not reveal it was mild. Now, if you were listening to me back in mid-December, you'll remember that I was warning people until I was blue in the face that there was no need for extra lockdown mask rule restrictions to fight Omicron, because all the data coming out of South Africa, which was first hit by the Omicron variant, which, by the way, had a vaccinated, esteemed, vaunted COVID-19 vaccination, had only got to 25% of the South African population at that time. And yet the Omicron variant in South Africa was mild. It wasn't causing serious illness. It wasn't causing a rise in death. There was one doctor who was at the forefront of pushing the same message. The very discoverer of the Omicron variant itself, Dr. Angelique Coetzee in South Africa, who went on BBC News, Sky News, CNN, all these other networks, and tried to tell people that Europe was freaking out, panicking, overreacting, same with America, in introducing new restrictions, by the way, some of which are still in place. In Scotland, you still have to wear a mask everywhere. In Spain, up until yesterday, they were still making people wear masks outside anywhere they walked around in Spain. Like, I was in Spain in 2020 when the first wave of coronavirus had completely dipped, and they were still making people wear masks outside then. I saw people hiking up mountains wearing frigging face masks at risk to their own health and safety. Well, now the South African doctor who first discovered the Omicron variant says she was pressured by European governments to not reveal that it was mild. They told her to shut up. Why is this not the biggest story in the media today? It should be. She made the bombshell revelation during an interview with Germany's Welt newspaper. She said, quote, I was told not to state publicly that it was a mild illness. I have been asked to refrain from making such statements to say that it is a serious illness. I declined, she said. So even though she was being pressured, and in this article she names scientific experts in the Netherlands, in the UK, who were telling her Don't say that. Don't give people the good news that it's nature's vaccine, that it's mild and it's not going to cause a serious uptick in COVID-19 hospitalizations. We want the justification. We want to grease the skids, to reimpose mask mandates, to reimpose. Okay, she could only be talking about the sage people who, before the Omicron variant emerged in the UK, said that if Prime Minister Boris Johnson didn't impose strict lockdown measures that, by the way, have completely not only devastated the economy, but led to a multi-million increase in NHS waiting list patients, up to 740,000 people missed cancer screenings because of these draconian, onerous lockdown policies, which have proven completely wrong. Even Johns Hopkins has come out and said that this was wrong to impose these measures. It caused massive damage. All these countries now have to take the L and accept that they were wrong. But when she was saying that, she was being told to shut up by technocrats in the United Kingdom and in these other European countries. This is an absolute scandal. And again, this needs to be part of an investigation going forward, where the people who deliberately misled the public by over-exaggerating the risk posed by COVID-19, causing devastating knock-on effects, not just for people missing cancer screenings, people missing treatment of serious illnesses and going on to die, but of course the whole mask rule theater, which expanded its tentacles into schools, of course, that's still taking place in America. Now there are multiple examples of a 364% increase, according to one speech therapist, in cognitive development disorders in children because of the making kids wear masks. That needs to be part of a criminal investigation, and the scientists, the esteemed experts who knowingly pushed medical misinformation, which led to this catastrophe, need to be put in prison. And this story needs to get out there. She abided by the WHO's definition of COVID-19 as a mild disease. She said, quote, a serious illness is one in which we see acute pulmonary respiratory infections. People need oxygen, maybe even artificial respiration. We saw that with Delta, but not with Omicron. This is from the doctor in South Africa who first discovered Omicron. So I said to people, quote, I can't say it like that because it's not what we're seeing. She was told to tell people, to tell the world in Europe, in America, that Omicron was going to cause serious illness, a massive rise in hospitalizations, to give the technocrats the justification to lock down further. And again, I go back to this poll, Keck CNC, back in August 2020. They asked the average American how many people in America they thought had died from coronavirus. In summer 2020, the average American thought 30 million people in America alone had died of coronavirus purely because of the hysteria-driven mental reaction, the complete overreaction to the fatality rate, the threat posed by COVID in the first place. So these technocrats in Europe wanted her to continue that hysteria. She said no. The doctor was asked why health authorities tried to prevent her from telling the truth, to which she responded, they tried, but they didn't make it. She goes on to say, quote, what I said at one point, because I was just tired of it, was in South Africa, this is a mild illness, but in Europe, it's a very serious one. So she had to completely contradict what she was seeing on the ground in South Africa to placate these technocrats who wanted to maintain that level of fear-mongering. But in general, she didn't follow the dictate, and she went on BBC, CNN, and said, it's a mild illness, this is not going to cause a massive uptick in hospitalizations. What the hell are you doing? Why are you overreacting? In the UK, sage government advisors, who she says pressured her, literally predicted, and I made multiple videos about this in mid-December and was proven completely correct, they said Omicron in the UK would cause 6,000 COVID deaths a day if harsher restrictions weren't imposed. Well, guess what? Those harsher restrictions weren't imposed, the one thing that Boris Johnson got right. And now ONS official government data for January in the UK shows that actual deaths are around 93% lower than the sage forecast if Boris did not introduce more restrictions. They got it wrong just as they got it wrong back in July. in England when they said, if you lift the mask mandates, if you lift the lockdown restrictions on July 19th, Freedom Day, we're going to see 4,000 hospitalizations a day. It never got anywhere near that. They were proven wrong, as they've been proven wrong time and time again. Absolutely bombshell story. Should have been covered in legacy media, has basically just come out in a few places, and tomorrow it will be completely forgotten. Meanwhile, Sweden declares the pandemic to be over. This is from their Minister of Health, Lena Hallengren, who said it's not over, but as we know it in terms of quick changes and restrictions, it is. Reuters reported the comments were close as possible to the country, quote, effectively declaring the pandemic is over. Bear in mind, Sweden never imposed harsh restrictions. They never imposed harsh mandatory mask rules. And compared to basket case zero COVID countries like Australia and New Zealand, they're now exiting the pandemic, lifting all the restrictions, while Australia, New Zealand, and all these basket case countries keep them in place. She was right. Sweden was right. They were wrong. They need to take the L. Summit.news will be right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the esteemed fact checkers have raised their ugly heads once again. The Ministry of Truth, whose job is to not reveal the truth, but to bury and censor information. Today, in regards to the much vaunted safe and effective coronavirus vaccine, they've done a fact check. Headline. AP, experts say changes to CDC's vaccination definition are normal. Move along, nothing to see here. So they fact-checked the claim that from 2015 to 2021, the CDC said, quote, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. That was the CDC's definition of a vaccine from 2015 to 2021. They fact-checked the claim that that has been changed now. Even though it has been changed, it's completely accurate to say that the CDC has changed it. It says, claim the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has changed its definition of vaccination because COVID-19 vaccines are ineffective. Now, they have changed the definition, but the AP fact checkers, the Ministry of Truth, says that that's missing context. The CDC has altered the language. We were always at war with East Asia in the definition of vaccination on its website, including after the development of COVID-19 vaccines. So before this one vaccine, the CDC said the definition of a vaccine was the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. The fact that the COVID-19 vaccine doesn't provide immunity and therefore isn't widely effective, that's been fact-checked. Even though that's a completely accurate statement to make. Absolutely incredible. Case in point, Prince Charles, triple vaxxed, boosted, vehement proponent of wearing masks, today tested COVID positive for the second time because vaccines are effective. No, they're not effective, at least this one hasn't been effective, in stopping immunity. That is a fact. You can't fact check a verifiable, manifestly provable truth, even though they're attempting to do that. So they did change the definition of vaccine because the COVID-19 vaccine wasn't effective at producing, in their own words, before 2022, quote, immunity to a specific disease. So once again, the fact checkers have come out and said, oh, no, that's been debunked, even though it hasn't been debunked, and it's literally true, proven once again today by Prince Charles being double vaccinated and boosted and catching COVID for the second frigging time. On the subject of the Ministry of Truth and fact checkers, let's go to this video now, because we had a story a few days ago about the Biden administration funding crack pipes for drug addicts, because it's proven so effective in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Stokes came out and said it was, quote, mostly false, even though it wasn't false. It was completely true once again. Let's go to this video. The fact checkers are the Ministry of Truth. Here it is.
Wow. Turns out fact checkers aren't neutral bastions of impartiality after all. They're just corrupt mouthpieces for the establishment.
Fact checkers say narrative that contradicts regime isn't happening.
Yet another case in point. The Washington Free Beacon reported that as part of a $30 million grant program, the Biden administration is planning to give out free crack pipes to drug addicts in, quote, undeserved communities in the name of, quote, advancing racial equity. Because it worked out so well in San Francisco, Snopes then conducted a fact check of this report and concluded that it was, quote, mostly false. Not because the Biden administration isn't planning to give out free crack pipes to homeless drug addicts. They are, but because, quote, this was just one of around 20 components of the grant program and far from its most prominent or important one. So they are giving out crack pipes to drug addicts, but because that's only one of 20 components of the grant, the claim that they're giving out crack pipes to drug addicts is, quote, mostly false.
What?
No, it isn't. They are funding crack pipes for drug addicts. That's completely true. You admit it in your own article, but then claim in the same article that it's mostly false. Oh, now the esteemed Snopes has said it's false. Then it must be false, even though it's literally not false. So they've turned something into fake news, contributing to the story being buried by social media algorithms. When it's not fake news at all, it's actually happening. Don't forget that Snopes is used by Facebook and others as a neutral, independent fact checker. Their supposed impartiality is used to bury stories deemed as misinformation. And yet Snopes has got it wrong time and time again. Like when they said it was mostly false that a 1981 Dean Koontz novel predicted coronavirus, despite the story centering around a virus released from a lab called Wuhan 400. Snopes was also an early adopter of the notion that the lab leak theory was a debunked conspiracy theory, a narrative circulated by the very same people working in concert with the Wuhan lab to cover their own behind. Snopes routinely fact-checks the Babylon Bee, a satirical publication, again in an effort to bury it in social media algorithms. They also fact-check memes that are blatantly not intended to be a portrayal of reality, like this one showing AOC on The Price is Right. Snopes falsely claimed it was unproven that American Indian activist Nathan Phillips falsely claimed to be a Vietnam veteran. He did falsely claim to be a Vietnam veteran. Snopes hires, quote, impartial fact-checkers who have a history of working with far-left news and opinion outlets. Snopes routinely runs cover for Democrats caught in embarrassing situations, when these entities with a consistent track record of hyper-partisanship, dishonesty, and outright lying are being handed the power to decide what's misinformation and what's credible. That's not fact-checking, that's cronyism. It's agenda-driven censorship.
There you have it. Now, I've made the point many times that the unvaccinated in today's society represent the most demonized, monstered, and discriminated against minority group that we've seen for generations, and we have another example of that today. James Carville says he wants to punch the unvaccinated in the face. This is Democratic strategist James Carville, who during the Politics War Room podcast said in response to a caller who asked why Biden didn't pass a law banning the unjabbed from interstate travel. That's right, they think you shouldn't be able to drive your car across state lines because you've chosen not to take a medical procedure. He said, quote, I wish what they'd do is pass a law to make you immune from liability if you punch some unvaccinated person right in the face, which I'd really like to do, said Carville. So much for the tolerant left. He went on to say, if you ask me what's my first reaction to you, if you're not vaccinated, you don't have any medical reason not to be. You're a piece of shit, okay? I just want to punch you in the face. Again, this guy's 77 years old. I know there's old man strength, but I think some unvaccinated Americans should challenge the 77-year-old James Carville to a boxing match where he can punch them in the face and they can punch him back. The host, his co-host, went on to agree with violently attacking people who choose not to undergo a medical procedure, because that's progressive. The two hosts lamented how Biden couldn't ban the unvaccinated from interstate travel because the Supreme Court would knock it down. Yeah, because it's wildly unconstitutional and a disgrace to the very notion of American liberty. There's also a New York Times headline out today. An anti-vaxxer dies of COVID. Do you empathize? Remember, these are the stop bullying and harassment, be kind people. But if you disagree with them, if you don't take a voluntary medical procedure, they want to punch you in the face. They're nice people.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. Let's talk about cancel culture, which according to the left, like critical race theory, doesn't exist, even though it's actionable, it's happening, it's manifestly provable every single day. I made the point on Twitter yesterday, the amount of friends I've got who are not even political, who, when they're applying for a new job, a mortgage, a loan, for whatever, you see them lock down their accounts. In some cases, you see them wipe their social media accounts altogether. They're not even political people. They're not public figures. They're not tweeting anything that spicy. But again, that's the point about cancel culture. Its primary victims aren't celebrities or privileged people with huge platforms. They're ordinary people, like the guy in Hull a year ago, who won his case in the High Court, by the way, who had the police interrogate him for hours, call up his workplace. He lost his job because he didn't even say anything. He retweeted a limerick that made fun of transgender people. In the UK, thousands of people are arrested every single year for offensive tweets. Cancel culture is real, and it affects and impacts and devastates the lives and livelihoods of ordinary working people. Now, there was another cancel culture free speech controversy in the UK during the weekend, where a comedian put out a Netflix show similar to the Dave Chappelle scandal in the United States, which came to absolutely nothing, even though all those freaks with pink hair walked out on their job, where a comedian told a joke, an edgy Holocaust joke, and now they're not only demanding that he be deplatformed and that the government seize control, regulatory control of Netflix, but one politician literally called for the people in the audience at that comedy gig to be arrested for laughing at an offensive joke. This is the slippery slope turned into a 200-foot-high water slide. Arrest people who laugh at offensive jokes. Here's the video. Let's roll it.
Broke. If you don't want to be offended, don't watch it. Woke. Cancel comedians who tell offensive jokes. Bespoke. Arrest people who laugh at offensive jokes. And that's not even a meme. An SNP councillor has literally called for people who find offensive jokes funny to be prosecuted. Well, that slippery slope turned into a 200-foot-high water slide in a hurry, didn't it? What was this in response to? Comedian Jimmy Carr telling a spicy gag about gypsies and the Holocaust. The entirely predictable, brain-dead response to all this was as if Jimmy Carr had carried out the Holocaust, not simply told a joke about it. Jimmy Carr's joke that a positive of the Holocaust was the slaughter of 500,000 Gypsy, Roma and Sinti people is disgusting beyond words. Fucking racist genocide has no place in comedy or a decent society. I call on Netflix to remove this grotesque material. Jimmy Carr's joke, like all Holocaust jokes, is completely dependent on the acceptance that the Holocaust was a horrendous atrocity. That's what makes the joke work. What also makes jokes in general what they are, jokes, is the fact that the comedian telling them isn't being serious, he's telling a frigging joke. And you know what? If you don't agree with any of that, and you're still offended, you know what option is left open to you? Don't f***ing watch it! Oh great, another opportunity for some middle-class metropolitan pants-pisser to score a dopamine hit on Twitter by proving once again what a good person they are. I'm offended on their behalf. Oh, piss off. Culture Secretary Nadine Dorries said Carr's comments were, quote, abhorrent and they just shouldn't be on television. But they weren't comments. Carr wasn't endorsing genocide. It was a joke. She then seized upon the controversy to grease the skids for yet more laws restricting, you guessed it, free speech. Nadine Dorries, of course, being the same woman who in 2017 complained of, quote, left-wing snowflakes killing comedy. It's okay when we do it. Of course, when Jimmy Carr vilified another minority group, in the same show, the unvaccinated, he was applauded. But the establishment says they're bad people. So punching down against that minority group is perfectly permissible. Now the head of Ofcom is exploiting the hysteria in an attempt to expand its censorship tentacles to cover Netflix. And as per usual, the timing here is a little more than coincidental. Not only are they trying to create an environment to ram through this media bill to control Netflix, and any similar platform that comes after Netflix, they're also pushing an onerous online safety bill that would outlaw speech that causes, quote, emotional harm to a perceived victim. Another vague catch-all term completely open to abuse. Given that enunciating biological facts about sex and gender is now considered hateful, as ever, we see the same cycle repeated
over and over again. Feign outrage, milk it for power and control. Feign outrage, milk it for power and control. Feign outrage, milk it for power and control. Strange that, isn't it? The solution to people being offended is always to hand over more power and control to those who claim they were offended. The feigned outrage is merely a useful conduit for what they wanted all along. Power and control.
Speaking of power and control, in a completely smooth segue, DHS issues terrorism bulletin over jihadist radicals, over violent Antifa left-wing extremists, over BLM murderers. No, they issued a terrorism bulletin over, quote, conspiracy theories and misleading narratives. Yeah, not trusting CNN, that might be a terrorist threat, according to the DHS, which has issued a new terrorism bulletin in response to concerns over conspiracy theories and misleading narratives. Oh my God, the absolute horror! This is literally from the DHS. This is who they're protecting you from. The United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including people posting things on Twitter that offend others. No, that's not a quote. The quote is, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives, like saying that the coronavirus vaccine doesn't stop the spread of coronavirus, even though it literally doesn't. Filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation, MDM, sounds like some kind of drug, introduced and or amplified by foreign domestic threat actors. That's anyone who disagrees with CNN. The advisory goes on to assert the US is in a heightened threat landscape due to people posting images of groupers on Twitter. Or, no, that's not a quote. The quote is, the proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in US government institutions, because God forbid American citizens should have a healthy distrust of government institutions. That's domestic terrorism, if ever I heard it. Apparently, lack of trust in the Biden administration, legacy media represents a terrorist threat. And as we explain in this article, previous DHS bulletins have even suggested that Americans who are angry at COVID lockdown rules, God forbid, or who express concerns about election integrity are potential extremist threats. Now, we also have the DHS, this is out of the Epoch Times, posted on Zero Hedge, expressing concern about potential truck convoy protests in America. Yes, those dangerous Canadians with their unacceptable opinions, according to blackface Justin Trudeau, their movement may be mimicked in America, and now the US Department of Homeland Security has confirmed it's tracking potential truck convoys who, God forbid, might honk their horns. Never seen such a disgraceful act of domestic terrorism as honking a horn in the United States after Canadian protests against COVID-19 vaccine mandates unfolded in multiple cities. There's no evidence that there's even this protest about to happen. Maybe it is, but they're treating it as a potential terrorist threat because they hate the American people. Meanwhile, RT reports Paris bans freedom convoys. Paris authorities on Thursday issued an order saying that people can't protest, that's an illegal order. Your right to protest is enshrined in basic human freedoms. RT also reports EU capital, Brussels, where the most popular boy's name is now Mohammed, because it's so European. EU capital bans freedom convoy protest. Brussels Mayor Philippe Clos has announced also that he will ban a protest convoy of truckers who will be barred from entering the city. Again, no dissent allowed, but these are the...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
I'm going to come back in the final 5 minutes of this segment and cover some key final news stories. But first, I want to go to this final video, which is based on a recently revealed report summarized, written for the Department of Defense, actually written in 2013, but only recently revealed as a result of a Freedom of Information Act request. And in this DOD report, it says, bear in mind, this is back in 2013, this is even worse now, that China views the West's embrace of multiculturalism and wokeism as a, quote, sickness that will ultimately bring about the collapse. Beijing sees the United States' obsession with racism and white guilt, which is obviously proven in the teaching of critical race theory throughout American schools, as, quote, a strategic vulnerability that will lead to its downfall. Here's the clip. Let's go to it.
Thank you.
Ever wondered what major foreign powers think about America and the West's obsession with racism? Our increasingly absurd insistence that diversity is a strength? Our progressively more desperate search for the benefits of multiculturalism besides cheap labour and Uber Eats? I wonder no more. A fascinating one secret Department of Defense report contains some fascinating answers. The report was commissioned by foreign policy strategist Andrew Marshall and is titled Strategic Consequences of Chinese Racism. It was released as a result of Freedom of Information Act litigation. And despite originally being written in 2013, it's more relevant than ever. A lengthy Twitter thread highlights the key takeaways from the once confidential investigation. The banner headline, "The Chinese see multiculturalism as a sickness that has overtaken the United States and is a component of US decline." China acknowledges that it is a racist country, but sees that as no problem whatsoever, and in fact views the United States' obsession with racism and white guilt as a, quote, strategic vulnerability. China wants respect of the United States because it was unicultural and, quote, defined by the centrality of Anglo-Protestant culture. What defines America now? Giant billboards celebrating obese black women, white kids in schools being taught they were born with original sin, questions over whether white people should be allowed to use non-white emojis, George Floyd statues.
I think what annoys me most about white people is when they pretend like they're the victim.
The author of the DOD report acknowledges that CRT was prevalent in Hollywood and television a decade ago. Hollywood, television, magazines, and more recently blogs take the issue of racism very seriously. Anti-racist messages are common in film and television, while positive images of racial minorities are heavily emphasized. Hollywood and television take their monitoring and policing of the public sphere seriously and work to identify violators and punishing them through ridicule or through expulsion from the community and acceptable company. So the deep state was already praising cancel culture before cancel culture was even a thing. Also note the acknowledgement and veneration of critical race theory, which leftists still claim doesn't even exist. The primary and secondary educational system has been completely remade since the 1970s to emphasize the contributions of racial minorities and the dangers of racism. The students receive instruction about the evils of prejudice and bigotry from K-12, while positive education about minorities is heavily emphasized. For the American student today, anti-racism and minority history months are as much a part of his primary and secondary education as instruction in mathematics, government, or physical education. The author then notes how racism, xenophobia, and ethnocentrism as an innate survival mechanism isn't unique to the Chinese, but in fact represents, quote, common behaviors found worldwide and universally. The report comments on how the Chinese, specifically the Han, view themselves as, quote, a single pure race, and that their worldview is predicated on the idea that, quote, the greatest force is common blood. Unlike Westerners, the Chinese strongly believe the Maoist assertion that national unity is dependent not just on cultural values, but on, quote, biological continuity. The DOD author notes that the Chinese embrace racism not just as an innate reflexive mindset, but as a source of great strength, and that that's, quote, a huge advantage for the Chinese over the West. According to Chinese thinking, quote, racism is a Western problem, the artifact of Western history and Western culture, and it must be said, a Western obsession. It is also a Western weakness. The obsession with race and race guilt introduces a vulnerability into Western societies that many non-Western peoples have exploited. More importantly, it has led to a loss of confidence in the West, in its identity, while fracturing its cohesion. Chinese racism towards people with darker skin colours is contrasted by their genetic exaltation of white people, which is why the phenomenon of Chinese women seeking out white men for procreation continues to be a strong trend. On the flip side, their view of black people is that they're, quote, ugly, uncivilized, and have a low degree of intelligence. Elsewhere in the document, it's explained how the Chinese view blacks as, quote, prone to crime, particularly violent crime. This racist doctrine was also evident when Air China published an edition of their official magazine which warns Chinese tourists about visiting London. Quote, London is generally a safe place to travel. However, precautions are needed when entering areas mainly populated by Indians, Pakistanis and black people. This racist view also informs Chinese commercial expansion into Africa, with the Chinese believing they have the right to exploit Africans due to their perceived superior racial heritage. The Chinese are perplexed that the West has abandoned the American creed in favor of, quote, an explicitly multiracial, multicultural society that celebrates differences rather than acquiring assimilation. In rejecting the West's core principles and replacing them with adulation of any culture that isn't Western, the United States is, according to China, quote, rejecting the principles that made the country great and united it. The march of multiculturalism is, again, according to the Chinese, a sickness that, quote, conspires to cause the breakdown of American society and the lack of purpose in life for most Americans. The DoD author notes that the Chinese don't feel the need to confront America militarily because they think the country will collapse of its own accord as a result of racial separatism and internal strife. Now, you can watch the rest of that report on summit.news, and in the video I make the point that the conclusion of that report that was given to the DoD back in 2013 was that to discredit the Chinese, you needed to make the point that China was a racist country. What we've actually seen, specifically over the past few years, since the George Floyd riots, is the assertion by the US political class, not that China's a racist country, they don't really care about that, but that America is a racist country. So they literally followed the opposite advice of what they were told to do back in 2013, and it hasn't worked out so well for them, has it? On that subject, Information Liberation reports DoD diversity, equity, inclusion are necessities in U.S. military. They haven't really learned their lesson, have they? Department of Defense on Wednesday, and again, that's the same bureaucracy that was handed this report back in 2013, posted an article claiming that diversity, equity, and inclusion are necessities in the U.S. military and act as a force multiplier. And basically, the senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense for Human Capital, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, yes, that's actually a job, Bishop Garrison, said that it's a necessity and, in fact, a strength of the U.S. military to seek out diversity. I would argue it would be a strength to seek out the best people for the best possible role that they're most skilled at, regardless of their skin color, but we don't live in that world. Meanwhile, scientists discover genetic material suggesting COVID came from Chinese lab. What? Well, the fact checkers told me that was a racist conspiracy theory. Scientists in Hungary examining a unique variant of COVID-19 have discovered genetic material that suggests the strain was being examined in a Chinese lab, bolstering the lab leak theory, which of course the esteemed fact checkers told us back in 2020 was fake news and led to the deplatforming, censorship and banishment of numerous prominent individuals, despite the fact that Peter Daszak, one of the guys over Facebook's fact-checking network, was intimately tied to the Wuhan lab and, in fact, investigated it as part of this discovery mission to try and find out if the virus was leaked from the lab. Of course, when Mr. Daszak went to the lab with the other WHO investigators, they basically walked around for a couple of hours and asked some of the researchers at the Wuhan lab, oh, by the way, this coronavirus, this deadly pandemic, this COVID-19, did you release that? And they were told, no, we had nothing to do with it. Okay, case closed. They all left. That was their that was literally their investigation back in 2020. Now, genetic material from Chinese hamsters and green monkeys was discovered as part of this research project, which, quote, may suggest the virus was being examined in a lab using either the animals themselves or their cells. Viscount Ridley said that such evidence bolsters the theory that the virus was accidentally escaped or was leaked deliberately from the Wuhan lab. So yet more evidence proving that it did indeed come from that lab, the thing that they told you was a racist conspiracy theory up until about a year ago. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.